With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran is threatening a stern response after the U.S. military seized a cargo ship accused of trying to skirt the American blockade of Iranian ports.
The U.S. Navy's forcible seizure of an Iranian-flagged cargo ship has thrown into doubt an announcement from President Donald Trump that U.S. negotiators will head to Pakistan on Monday for another round of talks with Iran. Trump's announcement on Sunday had raised hopes of extending a fragile ceasefire, while Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson adds Tehran does not have plans yet to attend any talks with the U.S. Trump had said the cargo ship had been stopped by blowing a hole in the engine room and that U.S. Marines had custody of the vessel, named Tuska, and were seeing what's on board. Iran's Joint Military Command says Tehran will respond soon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
They were children, the oldest of them 14. Eight youngsters shot and killed by a gunman in Shreveport, Louisiana. Police say the shooter was the father of seven of the kids.
Right now, we have at least 10 individuals that were struck by gunfire last night in a domestic disturbance. Eight of these individuals are deceased. The ranges of the decedents are from 1 year of age to approximately 14 years of age. All of the deceased in this case are juveniles.
Shreveport Police spokesman Christopher Bordelin says the gunman, who also shot and injured two women, was shot dead by police following a vehicle chase. Small tsunami has been reported along the northern Japan coast following a powerful earthquake overnight. So far, there have been no reports of injuries or any serious damage. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are down 240 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 113. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers win a court battle in Oregon.
A federal judge has ruled that Oregon Right to Life does not have to include coverage for abortion in its employee health insurance plan. State lawmakers passed a measure back in 2017 that enacted such a requirement with an exemption for religious organizations. When Oregon Right to Life applied, it was rejected as not religious enough. The organization is calling the ruling a victory for all pro-life Oregonians. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's young men differ from young women on some important moral questions. A Pew Research Center reports about 4 in 10 men under 30 say divorce is morally wrong, compared to only about 2 in 10 young women. Even more men under 30, about half, say abortion is morally wrong, compared to only about one-third of women the same age. Young men are also likelier than young women to say that homosexuality is morally wrong. This is SRN News. Virginians head to the polls tomorrow in an unusual April referendum in which a single state ballot question on redistricting congressional seats will have a national impact.
The question asks if state lawmakers may draw new congressional districts this year to, quote, restore fairness. But it does not explain that the yes vote would change Virginia's districts from 6 Democrats and 5 Republicans to 10 Democrats and only 1 Republican for the next 3 federal elections. Flipping that many seats would also help Democrats take the U.S. House in November. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
They are reenacting the midnight ride of Paul Revere today, but this ride is taking place in the daylight. Horse and rider will also have a police escort, something the master craftsman and artisan from Boston certainly did not have. It's commemorating the 251st anniversary of a critical moment in the early days of the Revolution. More details, SRNNews.com.